Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for kids by kids. Here at White Lake Elementary in White Lake, South Dakota, sixth graders study early humans and social studies, and we've put together a podcast for you to share some information about early man. I'm Jesse, and I'll be your host as we help you learn more about the ancient history. Did early man live at the same time as dinosaurs? The answer to that one is simple. No way. Not a chance. Nobody knows for sure why dinosaurs disappeared, but they do know that dinosaurs died about 65 million years ago. The first hominids, human-like primates, did not appear until 3.6 million years ago. Even if scientists are off a few million years or so, early man simply did not live during the same period in history as dinosaurs. This is not to say that early man had it easy. They did have to face saber-toothed tigers, cave lions, and woolly mammoths, but they did not have to fight dinosaurs. As you learn about early man, you may find words with which you are not familiar. I'll give you three definitions right now, because these are terms you will see quite often. Hominids are the family of mankind and his or her relatives. Fossils are remains of living things, plants, animals, people, not things that were made. Artifacts are remains of things that were made, not remains of living things. Anthropologists are scientists who study human development and culture. The old Stone Age people were hunters and gatherers. We know about these people because scientists have found fossils and artifacts, which reveal traces of their life. Human-like hominids first appeared about 3 million years ago. Man went through a lot of different stages to evolve into the human being of today. Here's our first segment in social studies class. Take it away, Nathaniel.
Thanks, Jesse. Welcome to the world of ancient history. Are you ready to learn about the past and the people who study it? Well, then you better listen up. There are certain people who study history that are sort of like detectives. They are called archaeologists, historians, and geographers. They study the earliest hominids on the planet to teach us more about the past and what early hominids were like. First, we are going to have them show us the amazing cave art created by the early humans. Then next, we're going to learn about Lucy, a prehistoric human, and her relatives. So you better suit up, because we're going on an adventure into the past. Back to our hosts.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Great information. Have you ever heard of Australopithecus afarensis? Lindsay is here with the next segment to explain what it is.
Thank you, Jesse. Have you ever heard of Australopithecus afarensis? Big word, isn't it? Well, if you don't know what it is, I will tell you. Australopithecus were bipeds. That means they walked on two legs. Scientists say they were only the size of today's 5 or 6 year old. They would probably have been about 3 feet tall. They lived in Africa about 3 to 4 million years ago. In 1974, scientists discovered a 40% complete skeleton of an adult female who they named Lucy. Lucy's brain was only about one-third the size of ours. Back to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Lindsay. What's next in our podcast? Here's Allison with a segment on Homo habilis, handyman.
Thank you, Jesse. Have you ever heard of Homo habilis, handyman? If you don't know what it is, I will tell you. The second group of hominids was discovered by the husband and wife team of Lewis and Mary Leakey. They found the first handyman. Homo habilis was found to date back to 1.5 to 2 million years ago. They were only found in Africa. Scientists found more than 100 bones from the handyman. They were named handyman because they were tool makers. They were thought to be about 5 feet tall and weigh about 100 pounds. I am Allison, and this has been Homo habilis handyman.
Thanks, Allison. Next up, we have Hayden with the segment on Homo erectus, upright man.
Thanks, Jesse. We have been learning about early hominids. I'm going to tell you about Homo erectus, upright man. They were discovered by a Dutchman named Eugene Dubois. Eventually, Dubois' team discovered the bones of many more hominids. When they assembled the bones, they could see that these hominids stood up straight. Dubois named this hominid group Homo erectus, or upright man. Upright man was around longer than any other hominid group, from 1.8 million to 200,000 BCE. Scientists believe they were the first hominids to move out of Africa. The face of the upright man looked more like a modern human than those of earlier hominids did. Their foreheads were round and smooth, but they still had a large ridge above their eyes, a thicker skull, and a jaw that stuck out. That's it for me. I'm Hayden, and this has been Homo erectus, upright man.
Thank you, Hayden. Next, we have Kelly with a segment on Homo sapiens, Neanderthalus, Neanderthals.
Thank you, Jesse. Do you know what Homo sapiens, Neanderthalus, Neanderthals are? Well, if you don't, here are some interesting facts about them. They were found in 1865 in Germany's Neander Valley. They had thick bones and a ridge above the eyes, but they were also very human-like. Scientists call them a distinct type of Homo sapiens or wise man, the large brain group that modern humans belong to. Neanderthals lived much like modern humans do. When members of their group died, they were laid in burial mounds along with hunting tools and flowers. This shows that Neanderthals cared about one another and had a sense of community. When they hunted and got hurt, the other members of the tribe would take care of them. Scientists have found Neanderthal bones that were broke and then healed. That made scientists think that they cared for their injured and sick. No one knows exactly why they disappeared. All we know is that only one type of Homo sapiens survived to become early modern humans. This is Kelly. Now back to our host.
Thank you, Kelly. That was very interesting information. Now here is Aaron with our last segment on Homo sapiens sapiens, early modern humans.
Thank you, Jesse. Homo sapiens sapiens were much like us today. They lived from 35,000 to 12,000 BCE. They moved from Europe, Asia, Australia, and both of the Americas. Homo sapiens sapiens have round skulls, large brains, small teeth, and splinter bones. They survived because they have the abilities to create better tools, shelter, and clothing. They hunted way better than earlier hominids. Homo sapiens sapiens invented the spear thrower, the bow, and the arrow. They had hooks and spears to catch fish when they were by the water. They also made shelters of earth and stone. That's it for me. I'm Aaron, and this has been Homo sapiens sapiens.
Well, now that we have learned a little information on early hominids, you should be a little smarter. We talked about Australopithecus afarensis, Homo habilis, Homo erectus, Homo sapiens Neanderthals, Homo sapiens sapiens, early modern humans. Now you should be ready to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Hopefully you learned some fun facts. It is time for our first Purple Pride Radio podcast tune-in. We hope you have learned some new and interesting information about early humans. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Purple Pride Radio.